control. Hey kids, go get high. I can't remember why. Up all night, I waste my time.
And welcome back to the second hour of Positively Unconstitutional on this July 10th, 2010, Saturday morning. And we're talking with John in Tennessee. And John, you were just talking about proudly being a redneck, and a redneck meaning nothing more than a man who ain't afraid to get his hands dirty and work hard.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I guess the New World Order bunch have accelerated the speed, if that's even possible, of the incremental destruction of this country in several ways. They threw America into a blunder, Phil, when they paved the country roads, whether it was in the north or the south, when they increased the ability for people to communicate either through television, radio, or telephone, because they threw everyone into a blender. And everyone became like everyone else, and they did it at a breakneck speed.
You know, this was one of the strengths of our country for years, is that everyone had the same values, everyone had the same upbringing, everyone was subject to the same propaganda, the same public relations. And now what they're doing is they're fracturing the country. You know, everybody's got to be tolerant of everybody else.
Jefferson knew that when he warned against, and I say this a lot, unfettered immigration, whether it was legal or illegal. When you allow large numbers of people to come in from other countries, they bring their traditions, their values, their vices, and over time they increase their population either through birth or immigration, and they vote there. What they left, they vote into existence. You know, if you look at Middle Tennessee, for instance, Nashville has such a similarity. There are so many parallels between Nashville, Tennessee, and the ancient city in Turkey of Pergamus. I believe that the South, and I had a Freemason one time tell me, was an uncle of mine. He told me where to move. Now, I wound up down here not because of him, but he said, John, you know, they're done with the North, and this is in the late 80s, early 90s. If you take a 7-inch string and you'll put it in Nashville, Tennessee, with a thumbtack and make a circle with that string, I think it was 11 states that you touched. He said this is the central, most logical distribution point. He said there's going to be more money made in that area than anywhere else in the country in the coming years. And I thought my uncle was a crazy man. But I'm seeing everything that he said is coming to pass. And Jeff, there's not a whole lot of pristine land out here right now. Everything is built up. Everything is paved. I do know some caves around, and there's others that have been here a long time. But there's no more fight in the soul of a man in the South than there is in the North or the West or the East. You know, it's going to take every one of us. And are they, you know, if it comes down to it, are they going to face trouble? Yeah. You know what? We will too. And you will up in Massachusetts. And, Phil, I know you will in Texas. What we've got to ask ourselves is, are we willing to give what we can't? You can't leave this earth. You can't meet your God breathing. So are we willing to give what we know we're going to lose to gain or to keep what we don't want to lose? I mean, think about how profound that is. We can't keep our life, but are we willing to give it to preserve liberty for our posterity? And we better be answering, yeah, buddy,
yes,
for me,
yes,
and my house,
yes.
I'll serve the Lord.
And with that said, we got to go to break once again for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're talking with John in Tennessee. And John, you were just saying before the break that, you know, people got to be ready to give their life for their liberty and for the freedom of their children and their grandchildren. And I don't see anybody that's willing to do this. All right. Well, with that said, John is gone. And, again, we were talking about freedom and the willingness to give your life in order to you know, free your children and grandchildren, and again, I don't think people have any sense of this. You know, they're so into believing in the common hallucination of you know, what's happened to us, that you know, it's almost impossible to break the matrix, to get them to see reality. And you know, that's why I brought up, you know, this whole thing about the, you know, the line on your check says authorized representative. You know, why would I, as a man, need to sign as an authorized representative of myself? Of course I'm one and the same, right? But you know, that's not the case at all. So, you know, to get back to this, you know, debt elimination as being, you know, a way to free ourselves, you know, first we have to understand who we are and what we've agreed to. We have to lift the veil of misinformation / disinformation about what the system is and what a man is and what a person is. It is a vehicle different from a conveyance. does, you know, property, you know, is a commercial word. And how all these slave speak words that I talked about last week, you know, have been implemented in the laws to put us at a disadvantage to those who are making the rules. You know, the lawyers, the lawmakers, they're continually refining their techniques of misdirection and misinformation. And so, you know, if you've ever wondered why a corporation that's spelled in all capital letters on your checkbook, and how come you can sign your name on the check in, you know, capital and small letters, you know, everyone does it, wouldn't this denote that you're a man and not a corporation? But again, if you get out the microscope, not a magnifying glass, you got to get out a microscope. Super small, miniature printing, you'll see in there, micro printing. You'll see the signature line of your checks, not a line at all, but literally says in the fine print, authorized representatives. So you, the man who is the surety guarantor of the corporate straw man that is you, is the authorized representative of the corporate fiction. So when you sign your check, wow, did I write that? Talk about reading the fine print. So just imagine if I, private citizen, sent my information to the birthing room just after my informant. So, all right, here it is. Imagine I, whom a private citizen, sent my informant to the birthing room just after you had your child and offered, no, I insisted, my informant insisted that your child must have a registered picture of his birth certificate. And that I personally tricked you into registering or bonding as a surety your child to a second corporation that I concocted and slipped on your child without him knowing it. And then I took the checkbook of that corporation and, of course, any money that I spent on that check, of course, I would spend it for the good of your child, not directly on him, but for the good of him. But, of course, he would be responsible to pay back that money with interest. Even though I tricked him into my private contract of voluntary servitude, whereby I could make any regulation and your child would have to abide by it, because why? Well, he agreed to the private contract law. In any case, you get the point. You wouldn't only protest that I didn't fully disclose the obligations that come along with the registration picture. And the contract, of course, if you took me to court, would be null and void due to fraud. But not to those imposters in our government. In any case, you know, I'm not sure most Americans even know what I'm talking about. I'm not sure most Americans can overcome the brainwashing, you know, that's produced this mass hallucination. That's, you know, of course, it's fostered through our communist public fool system. And our mainstream media machine, you know, the public relations spin doctors, you know, they're the masters of their trade. And they're the master of the mass hallucination that we're all struggling under right now. And it's mighty tough to defeat, you know, something that's been, you know, placed in the mind of a man, you know, his whole life. You know, it's taken a whole generation, you know, for people to be trained this way. So for me to sit here on the radio and think that I'm going to, you know, convert a majority of Americans to all have the same opinion, and that's really what I'm talking about, is in order for American people to defeat, you know, the tyranny of the system, it's very simple. They all got to get on the same page. They all got to understand that, you know, who's the enemy? Who's doing all this to you? Who are the terrorists? Clearly, it's the state. It's the collective. You know, the collective is sworn to protect the rights of the individual. But, in fact, he does exactly the opposite. Everything that the federal government is supposed to do, and Arizona is a perfect example, it's the federal government's obligation to protect Arizona's border and to keep these illegal aliens from coming in. But not only are they not protecting the border, they're suing Arizona when they try to pick up the slack and do the government's job, when the government's so inept from doing the job that they've been hired to do. So, if anybody's got any ideas on that, give us a call and voice your opinion. Let me know what you think. I spent last evening with a friend of mine, and he and I were talking about, you know, getting out of the system. And he knew several individuals, and I know a couple of individuals. He had a couple of friends in Nevada. And he started going on lamenting about, well, you know, how do you get a passport, you know? And, you know, these guys went to jail in 2 years. One guy spent 7 months in jail, you know, for driving without a license. And, you know, if you can't produce a driver's license, how do you get on a plane? You know, if you don't have a credit card, you know, how do you rent a car? You know, if you can't borrow money, you know, this takes a lot of your, you know, options off the table. And if you have to pay for everything in cash, some things, you know, people won't accept cash for. You know, it's hard to buy a hotel room for cash. You know, airplane tickets, you know, all these, you know, things that they want extra security by taking your credit card. And of course, you know, it's all private contract with the corporations. You can contract anything you can negotiate with them. The problem is that, you know, they have these systems in place, basically a piece of software, and everybody that works there just does what the software says. So there's no real thought, you know, or negotiating on the side of the corporation. You can go in there and negotiate with them, but are they going to do it? You know, it's just tough to get your head around these things. Take my next caller here, Roger in West Virginia. Roger, how are you today?
Hey, Phil. Hey, Phil, how is it?
Oh, man, it's pretty good.
I tell you, your program is just phenomenal. Listen, forgive me if I'm repeating a question that has been, I try to catch your program as every chance I get, but, is this Restore America plan? I'm sure you've been asked about it, and do you feel like that there's, is this legit? Is this something to hitch your wagon to, you think?
Well, you know, I did a show on the Restore America plan, I don't know, several months back. And at the time, Dr. Sam Kennedy was also involved in it. I listened to one of his shows, and at the time, things were in disarray. And, you know, based on what they've written, you know, apparently through their legal documents and recordings and so forth, what they've done is they've restored the republic. They've made notice to the government to restore the republic. The problem is the republic is the house that nobody lives in. And the reason nobody lives in that house is because, as I was just talking about, it's too difficult to live there. Or it's not too difficult, but it's very difficult. Because, of course, if you live there, you cannot use the private banking association. You cannot have an interest-bearing account in a bank. You may have a place to, you know, to cash a check, you know, but you, of course, you can't have a Social Security card, and so it's very difficult to set up a bank account anyhow. And now, again, you're reduced to living on all cash in all things or barter. And so, you know, most people just, it's not in their mindset. And you have to have, you know, it's like hydrogen-powered cars. Well, you can't have hydrogen-powered cars without 1 million cars on the road in order to support the infrastructure. Well, you can't build the infrastructure until you have 1 million cars on the road. And so you've got a chicken and an egg. And the same thing with moving into the republic. Until enough people understand what's going on and move into the republic and agree on some kind of a asset-based currency like gold and silver coins, in order to extinguish their debt between each other and trade fairly and reinstitute free enterprise, then, you know, we're not going to be able to solve the problem. And I think we're just a couple of seconds from the break here, but I wanted to talk a little bit more about the concept of free enterprise and what free enterprise actually is when we come back from the break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional and my guest, Roger from West Virginia. There's a reason it does do it all over again.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm speaking with my caller, Roger, in West Virginia. And Roger, what I was just saying about, you know, living in the Republic, you got to have a critical mass. You got to have enough people that you can, you know, trade with to get all the necessities of life.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this from a military standpoint. I mean, I'm a retired paratrooper from many moons ago, and my military contacts are completely, I mean, those embers have long since died. I have no contacts at this point, but my question is they say that there's a potential military backing to the grand juries. What's your read on that? Do you think think that's plausible?
Well, what I do know is that there's a site out there called the Oath Keepers. And what the Oath Keepers are is people like you that are ex-military mostly, and people who are, you know, former, you know, community leaders and politicians who have gone and publicly sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And so, you know, these people are making the sounds out there that they're not going to obey any order that is unconstitutional. And if you go to their website, oathkeepers.com, they have a listing of, you know, what they would consider, you know, illegal orders to be. You know, shooting American citizens, martial law in the United States, all these things that they're claiming that they won't do. problem I see with that is that, you know, my information tells me that when it's time for martial law, you know, what you're going to see is the North American Union. You're going to see Canadian troops and Mexican troops in the United States, if not Chinese troops and Russian troops. And they'll have no hesitancy in shooting American citizens. So, you know, these are, and it may go the other way. It may be that we brought back the American troops from Iraq and stationed them in North America so that we can, you know, first test this out on the Canadians. You know, our military power will flow north and their oil will flow south.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I see where the Oath Keepers could tie in with this. Maybe there's three rails here I'm hoping that might, you know, link up or, you know, become aware of each other. And, you know, one being the Oath Keepers and then the you know, the Restore America plan. But, you know,
what I would one, like, what yeah, I would like I to see is a narrowing of all these groups, the Tea Party. You know, these, they need to be funneled into one congruous, group of Americans. You know, majority of the people all agree on one, you know, basic, you know, platform. And then if we could actually go and get our representers to present the platform that they were supposed to take to Washington, D.C., then, you know, we might get back to something that's reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Like herding cats in some instances, I sure would hope. Organizations.
The Republican Party has an excellent platform, but our representers don't present the platform the way it's written.
Yeah.
George Bush, I mean, you know, he's not a conservative at all. I mean, he's a total internationalist. Yeah. You know, and so many of our supposed Republican conservatives are internationalists. They're not conservative at all in terms of the American people. They're not doing what's good for the American people. And, of course, their belief is they're doing what's good for, you know, the global economy, the one world government.
Well, the best thing I've seen on a grassroots level that's somewhat like Restore America is a concept called the Peacemaker Solution. A guy by the name of Schaefer Cox basically come up with this idea. It would require the implementation of what they call a Liberty Bell system within each community, and where folks, you know, agree to have a common law community, if you will. And if you get a chance, I hope you can look at that. There's a place in Montana that's putting that together, and that's at LincolnCountyWatch.org. They have
tell me that fellow's name again. Schaefer what?
Schaefer Cox.
Yeah. Schaefer Hawks.
He he's a real young black guy, but boy, is he really! I'm very impressed with him. You know, he's got an interesting story that he tells in that, but it's a series of YouTubes that are put together on that website, or you probably could go to YouTube and look it up. But phenomenal idea, and I would just love to see, you know, Restore America recognize that, or vice versa. And like you said, where a lot of these
would love areas, to personally go back to living under the common law with an asset-based gold and silver currency, where whenever I went to work for somebody else, that he had to pay me in gold and silver. And so that I was getting an asset. I wasn't getting someone else's debt. I didn't have to call into debt money in order for me to get paid. You know, that, you know, we could go back to owning land again, and that we could go back to being adults again in charge of our own affairs.
That's a business that I'm currently in, is in the silver business. I have, it's called www.earnsilver.us, and you know, getting silver out there within the communities and networking with it.
We've got to go back to break, so hold that thought for me for just a minute, Roger, and we'll be back in after this message from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason. I just do it.
Well, welcome back. And we're speaking with Roger in West Virginia. And Roger, you said your website is www.earnsilver.us.
Silver, yeah. Yeah, it's earnsilver.us. Not .com, but .us.
Right. Tell us a little bit more about it and how it works.
Yeah, basically the concept that you buy two eagles, you sell two eagles, you get a commission of one eagle, so 50% commission. Every time you sell two eagles, the program, you start the ignition switch to the program is you get a lead capture website, a whole bunch of other things, newsletters, et cetera, et cetera. And the whole idea is everybody linking arms to get silver affordably. So if you've got, you know, if you bring in somebody that wants to do the same thing you're doing and they buy two eagles, well, they get, you get an eagle out of that. And it just grows exponentially. And then, you know, hopefully folks are also out visiting with retailers and educating them, getting them to look at videos like Melt Up, in realizing that, hey, I better have silver in my cash drawer than this Federal Reserve note. So, to me, the
I've read before that good or that bad money drives out good money. I just read an article on this last week, and the point of the article was that, you know, by making this credit money, you know, so readily available, that it drives the gold and silver, you know, the real valuable currency out. You know, and it drives it out by convenience. It's so convenient to take mm-hmm. that credit card and swipe it, you yeah. know, and to just to borrow the money where, you know, you have to work for the gold and the silver, you know, and of course now, you know, I wouldn't trust anybody to give me a, you know, a silver certificate. You know, they'd be doing fractional banking on silver and gold, you know, which is bound to bust out. So, you know, it's just, you know, again, I would love to see us go back to the common law and go back to asset-based currency and go back to real ownership and for real people taking real responsibilities for their real action and to go back to doing something that, you know, call it sustainable. I hate that word, but, you know, sustainable business. All this stuff now, it's all Ponzi schemes. You know, every corporation I see out there, I mean, it's obvious they can't pay their debt back. And everybody's just in the business of creating more and more and more credit and debt.
Mm-hmm. Well, I met with a retailer here recently, and he's considering taking silver. And I told him, I said, this dollar that I'm handing you and you're going to put in the cash register, it's going to drop in value, maybe even overnight, you'll experience. But, you know, this silver eagle is, you know, it's not, that's not happening. And so, listen, I want to ask, there's something I envision with you, and I hope you'd consider it, but I see you as leading the way and maybe linking up some of these groups like the Peacemaker Solution and Restore America and you know, maybe GiveMeLiberty.org. Some of these organizations, we need a good spokesperson. I mean, you are well spoken and just, you know, you're well thought of, and you've got a big following, I think, already at Republic. But gosh, if there was some way that, you know, we could, there, if you have a,
my problem is like everybody else, is how do you make a living? And basically, I'm a slave, and I trade, you know, 40 or 50 hours a week for a measly check that, you know, keeps me going. But, you know, I'm working, thinking, you know, trying to conceive of a way that I can leave my 9-to-5 job and, you know, still afford, you know, to provide for my wife and my family, and have the time to do all the political things that I'd like to do. And it just, mm-hmm. you know, trying right now, just finding the time to do the show every week. It takes, you know, oh, I don't know, for a 2-hour show, probably a dozen hours of preparation. You know, I don't have any writers out there writing the show for me or anything like that, so I do all the research and all the writing myself. And, you know, that's the real problem is how do you, and I'm not interested in selling, you know, what I'm doing now, but at the same time, you know, you have to make money.
I understand. Yeah, we've got to be viable. I mean, if we don't have a means of, I mean, we're going to end up under a bridge somewhere if we, so that's one of the things that I so like about an internet-based business such as this is that, you know, because the recognition that, you know, well, it's one thing to pull back the mainstream media curtain and get rid of the Federal Reserve and, you know, several objectives that we all can agree on, but, you know, primary, obviously, is that we've got to stay viable. I mean, we've got to be able to put, you know.
And I've been, I'm a subscriber to David McGregor's Sovereign Life. And David is an advocate of something that he calls the perpetual traveler. And the idea of this is that you expatriate from the United States and you get out from under the taxing jurisdiction of the United States. Of course, you have to set up citizenship somewhere else. And then, you know, you would set up, for example, Panama Legal offers a Hong Kong corporation and a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank, which is totally private from the United States. And now you have your internet business, you know, send the money to the Hong Kong bank who supplies you with an anonymous debit card that you can use anywhere in the world to spend the money that comes in. And so now you're outside the taxing jurisdiction of the United States. Of course, that method, you know, involves expatriation, which is, you know, renouncing your U.S. citizenship. So, you know, for everybody, that's not a viable solution. Everybody's not a internet genius, and myself included. So, Again, right now I'm trying to figure out the best, least painful way to change my status and get out of the system. But I can see that it's not going to be painless.
That website, I assume this guy has a website. Is that Panama Law by chance?
I believe it's Panama Legal.
Okay, I want to talk to that guy. That sounds interesting.
They advertise here on the station, and I hear their advertisement every time. I've never spoken with them. You know, I'm not telling you to do that. But, again, there are different strategies out there. And, again, David McGregor, the Sovereign Life, he calls it. You can sign up for his email newsletter. And he also has a book out there called The Sovereign Life. And his idea of sovereignty is to be an international citizen where you live in three or four different countries. You don't stay in any country over 6 months out of the year. Therefore, you're a perpetual tourist or a perpetual traveler, and you don't have any, you know, tax liability anywhere. Of course, I haven't figured out exactly, you know, where do I host, you know, my website at. You know, if you host in this country, I mean, surely, you know, you have to have a social security number to set up a website, etc., etc. So, you know, there's some details.
Well, in
there
the silver just, business, I don't know need about. That.
For the
in
what?
The silver business that I have, you don't need that.
You don't need a social security card.
No.
How do you get an internet connection without a social security number?
Oh, you mean as far as getting your IS, getting your internet connection?
Yes.
So there's ways you can go about that. I can email you, if you're interested. But I do know this. The whole concept of what I'm talking about is Silver Snowball. But like I said, my website's earnsilver.us. But see, this Liberty Bell system, you know, is the circulation of honest money within the communities. And basically, you know, the law, i.e., you know, you agree to what you say you're going to do, you don't trespass, and you don't hurt someone else. And and then you have within that group people that are there on call, you know, if need be, that, you know, can show up in courtrooms if need be to help folks within the community, that sort of thing. But hope you'll get a chance to look at that.
Are you ready for hyperinflation and the collapse of the American Federal Reserve note, Roger. Funny money?
You have a great
must
day.
Be on the site now.
And I've got a few more callers here, so I'm going to move to our next caller. But, anybody want to take a look at the Silver Snowball at earnsilver.us? You know, I'm all for, you know, trading asset-based currency. And I know my next caller here, Lark from Texas, he deals in barter bucks all the time. Hi, Lark. How are you today?
Hey, Phil. What do you know?
Oh, it seems that every day I know more and more about less and less.
That's kind of why I called today. I wanted to call about illusions. And I wanted to preface it by saying that probably the best thing that ever happened to me in the last several years is when I lost my house, my McMansion.
Uh-huh.
And what I realized is that, heck, I had a 3,000-square-foot house in a fancy neighborhood, and it's just, you know, me and the girl and the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And at high ceilings and swimming pool and all this mess. You know, I was attached to a homeowners association. I had a mortgage that meant that they were... Every payment I was making for the first dozen or more years was directly applied to interest.
Interest only. Yep,
interest nice only. And I thought, well, you know, I didn't want to do this, but I did it for the girl, and I have to admit it, I did it for the status that I felt I had earned, and all these other kind of things. But I was paying $600 to $900 a month electric bills. And, you know, after a while, it just, you know, I said to myself, you know, this is the stupidest damn thing you ever did. And,
it's public relations teaching us to buy things that we don't need to show off. You know, do you really need a $150,000 car?
No. In fact,
you feel good about yourself?
You know, it's funny, Phil, I've got a car, but you know, it's really hard for me to even get it out of the driveway every few months. I can't think of a good reason. You know, except to get the hell out of town. You know, it's the really the only enjoyable place I can find. It's, you know, where you can find real people, less affected by status and keeping up with the Joneses and all that kind of stuff. And I find that further and further away I get from town, the better I like it.
You know, I have exactly the same feeling, and, you know, I have a friend that lives outside of Melissa, Texas, and, he, you know, every time I talk politics with him, he just looks at me and he goes, you know, what them folks up there in Washington are doing, it really don't make a hill of beans to me, you know, I just ignore them, they don't affect me.
Well, isn't that a wonderful attitude? And so when we get back to this topic of illusions, right. I want to recommend a great ebook that you and your listeners can get for free online. It's called The Great Red Dragon. And it was written in 1890, before we had the Federal Reserve. And this is written by a guy named Woolfolk, L.B. Wool, W-O-O-L, Folk, F-O-L-K. And he talks about what he was seeing at the time, which really no one was speaking to, was he was talking about the London money power, and he traced how they came into being, what we call today the crown banking interest, which of course is linked to the insurance industries, as well as all other industry, including the war industry. Because that's what we live in today, is a permanent war economy.
Right.
And, you know, the only thing good for a war machine is to steal other people's property and wealth and murder off your rivals.
They've got it down to a science.
That's right. But anyway, I just want to put that bug in your ear because, for me, when I examine things like well-being and what is necessary for me to eliminate or erase altogether any fear and doubt as to perceptions of scarcity, things that I will somehow be cut off from in my supply chain loop that is necessary to my own well-being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the older I get, the more I realize I need less and less. Anyway.
You know, I've noticed that too.
I mean, I just really don't need a whole lot. And so, of course, where I'm headed is when we talk about economy, everything that people write about economy is mostly a bunch of bunk. It really is. It's really what I call a tyranny of words. And they're basically created, put together by what I call storytellers. You know,
people, I like to think of it as public relations.
It's propaganda.
Quasi-peacetime propaganda.
Yeah, and so when we think about banks, I mean, I haven't had a bank account for 4 years, and I seriously doubt I ever will again. I don't need banks. And when I ask myself about mortgages, ain't no chance in hell that I'll ever have another mortgage again. And then when I actually look up this word economy, I find that really it's nothing more than access to resources necessary to well-being. And well-being, of course, includes prosperity and wealth and happiness and health, access to a well with water. It all comes down to words. And so at the end of the day, I mean, really all I need is the, you know, for example, if I have seeds and knowledge of wild foods, and knowledge of my terrain and my neighbors and the resources that they have, then sooner or later I can figure out a way to be completely self-sufficient as it pertains to food. And
Go local.
Absolutely. That's why I'm only dealing with local. I only deal with local business people. I don't buy anything from Walmart. I don't go to Home Depot. I don't go to malls. I haven't been to a mall in 25 or 30 years. I don't need malls. I know those people have to mark their prices up to pay those rents. But if I just drill down and get to the very basics of what I need to eliminate all perceptions of scarcity, fear for my own survival. It boils down to, I just need food, water, shelter, access to some sunlight, and, you know, some breathable air. And from there, everything else is just gravy. But I just wanted to throw that out because I think freedom is not debt, nor is it bondage. But I got to tell you, quite honestly, when it comes to debt, especially to a bank or anything connected to a bank, I find that quite illusory.
It's repulsive to me as well. You're listening to Phil Fosdarick on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's positively unconstitutional. We got to go for another word from our sponsors. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we are celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back, and we're down to the last 10 minutes of the show here, and I want to invite everyone to stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited coming up at noon in just 5 or 6 minutes. We've been speaking with Lark in Texas, and Lark, why don't you explain to people just a little bit more about, you know, how do you manage without a bank account? And, you know, kind of what is your modus operandi? What, you know, what is your business? How do you, buy and sell things? How do you keep yourself going?
Well, I mean, I just started realizing something that I'd known earlier on in life, back when I was a kid, and had simply forgotten. And, you know, I revisited it, one of my favorite old-time Greek philosophers, Diogenes. Diogenes was a guy that was always looking for an honest man. If you recall from your brief introduction to him in history.
Sure.
But, he said that those who get by, those who have the most get by with the least. And what that tells me is that, for example, a computer is really nothing more than it's a machine that is supposedly a mirror of man's collective knowledge and imagination, a means for innovation. It's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
But the human brain is from whence it came, this machine called the computer. And it made me realize that if I connect with my own brain, I actually grasp more reality, especially when I'm connecting to real things and with real people, than if I'm constantly reliant upon this super brain called a computer. I happen to think a computer is it's the principal instrument of our enslavement. And so I just came to realize that I had to turn away and turn back. And I had to turn away from illusion wherever I could uncover it or discern it. And it made me think that when me and my girl first got together 24 years ago, neither one of us had anything of any consequence. You know, we didn't have the material wealth and possessions and the connections that we do now. We only needed each other. Our love was so strong that, I mean, we could conquer the world with that love. And it made me realize that we were a whole lot happier then. We didn't have anything to protect.
Didn't have nothing to lose.
No, and why would anybody want to rob us? We had nothing to rob.
Right.
You know, and I know that sounds almost communistic or something to think that way, but I think that's really part of our problem is what we have demanded of ourselves.
I think you're right. I think so many rich people are so unhappy because they have so many people who are trying to steal their wealth they perceive that, oh, every one of their employees is stealing his time and money, and they're not producing anything for him. And yet he has millions, and, you know, he's trying to pay everybody minimum wage. You know, it never ceases to amaze me.
And the man with the castle or the huge mansion has to have private security, and he's always fearful of someone taking what he's got.
You got it right. We're at the end of our second hour. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional and my caller Lark in Texas. We're out of time. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited coming up right after the break.